like to be on?
Diet?
It's the first time Kind and Schultz have met in a public forum, and this one is hosted by the La Crosse Noon Business and Professional Women Group at a La Crosse Holiday Inn, and the elbow room couldn't be tighter. 10 women business owners are eating lunch at small tables around another small table for the candidates. At first, Schultz is sitting alone. Congressman Kind shakes hands and introduces himself to members as he enters the room. During the debate, the candidates offer no surprises. Both stress the importance of creating and keeping jobs in western Wisconsin and of making health care affordable for all. In one-on-one interviews afterwards, the candidates reiterate their own key concerns. Kind says he wants to help correct what he calls the lack of fiscal responsibility in Washington, which fits with his reputation of being a budget hawk.
With rising health care costs, job insecurity, the cost of college tuition, and we're heading in the wrong direction. And we have to start righting this ship of state again before it's too late.
Kind is in his eighth year in office. He says he has been an effective leader on a whole host of issues ranging from education to farm policy to jobs. But Schultz says Kind hasn't been effective at all. The Richland Center Republican has over 20 years of experience in Madison as a state representative and then as senator. He says he'll be a more effective alternative to Kind and won't just point fingers at the president every time something goes wrong.
Ron Kind has a habit of not being present. Woody Allen once said that 90% of life is showing up, I believe. When it came to western Wisconsin farmers, Ron Kind was on the Ag Committee. He quit. Then he voted no on the farm bill and blamed somebody else for what was going on. That farm bill put $357 million in the pockets of Wisconsin family farmers.
Kind says he doesn't know Schultz very well, except that he has spent over 20 years as a lawmaker. He's troubled by all of Schultz's accusations questioning the job he has done in Washington.
There's enough partisan venom in these campaigns to last a lifetime, and I've always tried to conduct myself above that.
Schultz says Kind has failed to represent western Wisconsin on labor issues, which resulted in job losses at Train and La Crosse Footwear in La Crosse. Kind doesn't agree. He says he's worked on behalf of laborers, and the massive layoffs were the results of poor trade agreements. Schultz says he would form what he calls family discussions with workforce development experts, farmers, members of academia, and others to get their input before voting on future agreements.
Ron Kind has had the opportunity for 8 years to take this kind of approach. No, what he said is, we're going to gain jobs, trust me.
If Schultz wins, he'll be the first Republican to fill the 3rd District congressional seat since 1995. When Representative Steve Gunderson stepped down after 16 years in office. Steve Rice, Wisconsin Public Radio.